The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. Hey. And breaking news, if you hadn't heard about this, but the Supreme Court ended up approving Glenn Youngkin's deal, and so only U.S. citizens will be allowed to vote in Virginia. I guess they're going to be able to purge some of those voter rolls. I know that this is kind of a strange thing to talk about less than a week before the election. How you doing, Matt? Good to have you back. Syria.
Yeah, I'm good. So I did hear back in regards to illegal alien.
Yeah. By the way, let me set the table, because you had talked yesterday. You called in about how you've been reaching out to other senators and congressmen across the country. Yep. Trying to get some love put on this situation where illegal aliens are being told that they have to sign up for selective service. And then you have to wonder, okay, why do you want illegal aliens not only in your town and also in your military, too? And what's been going on with this now that you've been able to get some love on this?
Okay, so I reached out to a state rep in Oklahoma who's a friend of mine. And he reached out to his U.S. congressman, and here's what the congressman responded with. He said, no, it is not new, which I mentioned that it started, looks like, in 2013.
13. Yeah, most people didn't know, though. Very few people seem to know this, though.
That's right. He says, if they choose to serve, they will have a path to citizenship, but only if they serve and discharge under honorable service. If they choose not to serve, then we can send them back to the country. They can send them back to the country of origin, mm-hmm. or make them ineligible for citizenship. Now, I responded back to my friend, but I'll just keep it short and say this. You know how people always say we can't have September 10th mentality in regards to terrorism?
Yeah.
We cannot have 1980s thinking in regards to immigration. We are no longer.
Well, okay. They're making the mistake. Many of these state reps and Congress critters are still thinking that, you know, everyone that's just coming across that border illegally, they're just Jeffersonian Americans under the skin. And, you know, they're just having a tough time where they are. Right. Isn't that kind of the way most of them are thinking? All of them are just.
Yeah, it's the poor downtrodden Mexican or Guatemalan. They picture them, can't support their family. They live in a cardboard shanty in a shanty town. And, you know, shouldn't they be able to come here and work and send money back to their family? That isn't what's going on anymore. This is not 1980.
Not when you're talking about 10 to 12 million over the last decade or so having just crossed.
Coming
okay.
From, what, 140 different countries around the globe?
Yep.
I'm sorry. So anyway, that's all. Look, if I don't hear back from some of these other Congress people, I will call their offices again and try to get a response back from them, and I'll get back to you.
All right. I appreciate you, kind of like a dog with a bone on this one, okay? Because I wasn't really familiar with this aspect, although you're right. Apparently, this has been going on for quite some time, but, boy, they sure have been quiet about it, right? It's not something that's been trumpeted.
Nope. They aren't talking about it. And you know what's odd is it appears that some of these people, these reps, U.S. reps, are kind of like, well, it's already there. We don't care. And look, you know my story. I was in the World Trade Center in 93 when it was bombed the first time, mm-hmm. right? And then we didn't do anything. We continued to have that, you know, pre-9/11 thinking, and then 9/11 happened. And I know people say, it's an inside job. Like, I don't know about any of that. All I know is I was on the 107th floor when the manure truck blew up in the parking garage. So I will just say that people, if you aren't already thinking like this, we can't continue to look at immigration. Our reps shouldn't, and say these are just the poor downtrodden people from South America.
And even if you are the poor downtrodden people from South America or from Russia or wherever it happens to be, that doesn't give you license just to break our laws and come in and just demand that we take you. That's just not the way it's supposed to work.
It doesn't, Bill. I agree with you 100%.
All right. Thanks for the call, and you stay on that story. Thank you, Matt. All right. State Rep Dwayne Younker. We'll talk with him in a couple of minutes, see what's going on in his world here. Big race in his particular case. And we have the Kim Komando Digital Update before that.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is sponsored by Fontana Roofing. For roofing, gutters, and sheet metal services, visit FontanaRoofingServices.com.
There's been a crew of roofers out there for nearly 3 days.
17 after 8. I appreciate you being here. And State Representative Dwayne Junker joins the program. Hello, Dwayne. Welcome back.
Hello. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, sir. Now, I've been kind of going between two nicknames for you, and because, and I say this admirably, all right? So it could be State Representative Dwayne Junker, kind of like a junkyard dog, and is not going to take anything from you, or would it be a honey badger? Would you prefer to be a honey badger, political honey badger, or a junkyard dog? What do you think? You have a preference.
I heard this junkyard dog thing the other day, and it's kind of funny because my older brother was called the junkyard dog, kind of like in high school, was a nickname by a few people. So,
no kidding.
You know, yeah. Just the time of the thing there. Either one doesn't really bother me. A lot of people call me Yunk. A lot of these, you know, growing up, you know, military, you know, I'm just going to be real at this point in life, you know. I think that's the best thing for me is just.
But this is a common theme that I have been discussing for quite some time now. And when I talk about, you know, when I talk about you being junkyard dog, it doesn't mean that you're mean and snarling and you're not going and you can't get along with people. But it's just like you don't care about stupid stuff, right? You know, we're gonna actually concentrate on. I'm going to, you know, be a dog with a bone and chew down to really what matters. I guess is what is going on. And so much of what's coming out of the state legislature, especially under Democratic control, just doesn't matter. But it has. But what does matter, it really matters in a negative fashion. I mean, that's kind of how I'm looking at it. And I see a kindred spirit with you feeling that way. Fair enough on that.
I think that's fair. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that goes on that it really doesn't. It doesn't mean a lot to me in the big scheme of things. The big scheme of things is giving people their rights back, giving, you know, us have a voice, giving us choices. Those are the big scheme of things for me, for people. And a lot of it's just small. I don't care if you want to be trans or whatever else. I really care less. I care about children. I care about safety. I care all these other things. You know, some of the stuff is so it doesn't really matter.
I think where you're going, where you're different, and where many people, you know, line up with you on this, it's like it's one thing if you want to be this certain way. It's quite another though to force everyone to buy the ticket to your crazy circus. Okay, and that's what the agenda in Oregon is about: forcing everyone to buy the ticket to the crazy town circus. That's really where we find ourselves right now, and it's just not right. And it's a forcing of thought and a forcing of association that just doesn't belong in a free people.
Well, yeah, as a guy that's been in the military for, you know, 21 years, retired, been all over the world, the most thing I liked the most about America was the freedom to choose, you know, the freedom to speak your mind and hopefully that people could respect that you might have a difference of opinion or thought. Or, you know, whatever it is, and we could still be friends or at least acquaintances and have those respects for each other. That is not Oregon.
That has come under serious attack for many, many years now, in which you must agree, right? It's not that you will tolerate someone. You must agree and celebrate everything that we want. I'm talking about the progressive left. That's it. And if you're not, you're a horrible person. There we go.
That's it, Bill. It's... You must drink the Kool-Aid.
You must drink the Kool-Aid, and you must tell your overlords how good the Kool-Aid tastes. It's not like that. And of course, you being the junkyard dog, no, you're not going to say it. As a matter of fact, you're going to bite back. We appreciate that. You know, turnout's going to be the real big thing this time around, especially on the for the state reps and the statewide candidates here. What does your gut say about that right now? How's that looking? You feel? How do you feel on that?
You know, obviously locally, we don't, for the state, we're fine, you know, for representatives and senators. I don't think there's going to be a change here, Southern Oregon. I mean, I would love Pam Marsh to be gone, Golden to be gone at some point in the future. But, you know, I don't know if that's going to happen. But there's some races up north that are definitely nail biters, and it's going to come down to people getting out and voting, turning in your ballot, you know, telling your friends to turn their ballot or pick their ballot up and deliver it for them, not sitting at home and complaining that, you know, why it doesn't matter. Yes, it does matter. It does matter to turn your pamphlet in. And I talked to a guy this morning, and I have a men's group at 6:30, and he's like, I didn't get my ballot. And I know two other people. Well, if you didn't get a ballot, why aren't you down at the courthouse? And he did, but other people, you know, getting out the vote. We need to make a balance in Oregon. And you know, Richard Emmons had a pretty good article in the Eagle here about the control of the state, you know, Democratic governor since 1987, Secretary of State's pretty much, you know, close to the same, Attorney mm-hmm. General since 93, you know, just go down, everything's Democrat. We're not going to change any of this if we don't get people to get out there and vote.
And I was talking with Linthicum, who, of course, running for Secretary of State, and he was talking about how last election cycle there, it's like more than almost a half million Republicans, registered Republicans, didn't vote, didn't even bother. And the vote was delivered to them, for crying out loud. And I honestly think, though, part of that is driven by the impression, and they're not wrong. They're not always wrong about this, that there are a whole heck of a lot of Republicans, you being one of the exceptions there, that don't really fight for Republican principles and are just kind of that middle mushy thing. It doesn't inspire people to, you want to give people something to vote for, not this, well, I'm not a Democrat, vote for me. You know, that kind of thing, right? That's kind of what we're up against this time.
I get their frustrations. I've been there. I'm there right now. I mean, I have to work with these people that's part of my caucus, but I'm there to influence them and try to show them a different way that, hey, we could stand up to things. And I know they don't always agree with me.
You can do then in the state legislature is say, hey, you know, you're a Republican. You might get more turnout and more people happy with you if you actually started voting and proposing legislation and only voting for legislation that Republicans would be approving of. That might help. You know, in other words, fight for the actual principle involved. Maybe you could talk to them about that. You never know. It's a crazy thing. Could work, though. Could work. Might actually say, hey, you're actually doing what you say you will do. Wonderful. Rather than going there to vote on Democratic legislation. A lot of frustration comes through that, I'll bet.
It does. And they look at, you know, some of them look at me and shake their head. What am I doing? You know, you got to work across the aisle. But, I just had this conversation with, you know, because I'm still on the city council with someone that's a little bit, thinks different than me. And I go, you know, and I don't want to say their name, but I was like, you know, we have worked together on some things. I'm okay to working with some things, but I'm not going to change my core principles, you know, what I believe in, but I'm not going to go against the conservative principles I have. I'm not going up there to do that in the state legislature. And I hope that my other Republicans don't do that either. And, and I know they have, and there's a lot of bad votes, and I've gone through some of these votes and seen them, but you know what? I think we still got to vote. We still got to put people in power. And the more Republicans we have up there, the more chances of us changing things. Right now, we're just outvoted. Hmm. They don't need me to pass anything. But maybe I get two or three more Republicans added to the rolls this year, you know, and this next Tuesday. That helps me out. I get more people coming behind me and saying, yes, you know, Dwayne's right. We need to stick to our principles. We need to change these things. We need to be bold. We need to, you know, act like, you know, strong men or women, whatever it is, and vote properly. I can't do that if I don't have people beside me. If I'm by myself up there and say, it's just Dwayne, nothing's ever going to change.
Fair enough here. Representative Dwayne Junker. What about the Kim Wallen endorsement of Tobias Reid last week? What do you think about that? What's your overall take on it?
You know, I have not spoke to Kim about her decision. I can say it's not the decision I would have made. I just told you why we should be voting for Republicans. You know, I don't know Tobias Reid. I know Dennis Linthicum. I've spent many times, you know, hours talking to him, sitting down with him. He's a principled conservative, smart man. I respect him. I just think it's a really bad move. I don't know what her reason why. Maybe she'll explain it to us at some point. I hope she does, because you know, she's going to have to explain to the caucus, you know, the Republican caucus in the House, what her moves was. But, you know, again, I can't speak for what her decision is. I haven't spoke to her about it. And I think it's the wrong move. I'm backing Dennis Lithicum. He's the person that, you know, if someone asked me who I should vote for, it's Dennis. Put the Lithicum's name down. If you live in Klamath Falls area, put his wife's name down. These are good people.
Yeah, I think she'll be a fine state senator in there, too. So it's all about turnout. All about turnout, my friend. I appreciate you coming on here. And, Dwayne, anything else we should note before we take off in, you know, the political junkyard? We'll stick with Junkyard Dog then. If you had Junkyard Dog in the family, I think that's a family name, family tradition. We'll keep that with you, okay? Let's do that. All right?
You know, the last thing I'm just going to say again is get out and vote. Turn your ballots in. You know, drop them off. Have someone drop them off. In the very least, if you can't get to there, then I guess drop them in the mailbox. But just vote. You know, we have local. We can control the local, the commissioner races, the council, you know, city council, those kinds of races. We need to stay true to being conservative values.
That is such an important point to make on that because, you know, even if you're not real pleased with things in Congress or in the presidential races or anything like that, the issue is, though, is that these local races, these local, whether they're city council races, whether they're county commission races, they can win or they can change on a dime with just a handful of votes. It's happened before. Happens quite frequently.
We have more to control there locally, and we don't want to lose our local control of, you know, Southern Oregon being very conservative and the place that I've loved to, you know, live for over 40-some years. And please get out and vote for those, at least for the county commissioners and the city council, and keep our local control strong. And you know, they can fight back against the state. They can. They can say no against mandates. Mm. They can. So please vote.
State Representative Dwayne Junker. Dwayne, always good talking with you. Talk to you later, Junkyard Dog. Let's see. That would be like JYD. Would be JYD, right? It'll be JYD Esquire there next to it or something on your business card. In all seriousness, take care, Dwayne. We'll talk soon.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
All right. It's 830 KMED 99.3 KBXG. You're waking up with the Bill Myers Show. It's Wheels Up Wednesday.
Ready to sip your way into fall bliss? Come indulge at Artisan Bakery Cafe.
Hold on. I push the button, and of course, I get so excited. I'm throwing papers around, and I punch the button. Artisan Bakery Cafe gets the full 30 seconds. There you go.
Ready to sip your way into fall bliss? Come indulge at Artisan Bakery Cafe. Their spice pumpkin latte with the perfect blend of spices will warm your soul with every sip. Try their maple bourbon latte, a warm, cozy treat with a kick. And don't miss their caramel apple chai latte, warm and delicious caramel apple wrapped in chai spices. Artisan Bakery Cafe's fall drinks are a must try. Swing by today and savor the flavors of fall at Artisan Bakery Cafe in the shopping center next to South Fred Meyer. Indoor-outdoor seating available.
Representative Kim Wallen is a strong advocate for Medford in our state capital. She knows that new laws work best when many perspectives are sincerely considered and all potential consequences are carefully navigated. She is dedicated to working with people of all viewpoints who are interested in finding the best solutions for the problems facing Medford. Kim was a diligent advocate for recriminalizing drug possession after the failed experiment of Measure 110. The new law is an important first step, but it will need additional language and funding before we will truly see results. Kim has the experience to address ongoing problems and restore health and safety in our neighborhoods.
I'm Kim Wallen, and I would be honored to continue serving as your state representative.
For a safer Medford, vote for Kim Wallen. Visit electkimwallen.com. Paid for by Friends of Kim Wallen.
Southern Oregon Shooting Sports and Three Rivers Ammo, your local ammo manufacturer, invite you to their gun show this weekend at the Josephine County Shooting Range. This is the last gun show before the election. A great selection of firearms, ammo, and reloading supplies for the hunter and collector. The Southern Oregon Shooting Sports and Three Rivers Ammo Gun Show is Saturday 9 to 5, and ladies are free Sunday 10 to 3. The Josephine County Shooting Range is just north of Grants Pass at the end of Highland Avenue. Visit soshootingsports.com.
The Bill Myers Show is on News Talk 106.3 KMED.
It is 8:32. You know, you look at the gold markets, precious metal markets, gold, silver, platinum, all the rest of it. You know what they're really saying right now? Doesn't matter who gets elected president and what's happening with Congress. They're going to keep printing. They're going to keep creating more credit. And that's really what I think is going on with central banks buying more gold, Russia buying silver at this point. You know, they realize they're looking for real assets. And the big money is looking for the real assets right now here, too, because the dollar, it's just going to be the inflation play. I think what you're looking at gold is the inflation play right now. For that, talk to the recognized experts. And so you need to take part, be a, maybe you're just a bit player in the gold and silver play right now. But better to be a bit player than to be a non-player, all right? Jay Austin and Company, gold and silver buyers, Ashland, 1632 Ashland Street. It's where I suggest you go and get your physical gold and silver buying and or selling. Great people, one of my oldest sponsors, and they're just great people, like I mentioned. Keep that in mind. You talk with Mark and Andrea and everybody else that works there. They're all kind of on the same page, if you know what I mean, okay? You're not having to worry about them, like voting for some politicians, like, are they? Do they really mean it? You know, that kind of thing. All right, that's what we'll say. Now, there's also a 6th and G store in downtown Grants Pass. 6th and G, that's by appointment. Call 482-3715. One way or the other, this is where you go to join in and protect wealth. Take a portion of what you have, put it in some physical gold and silver, just in case. They also suggest, by the way, you possess it and not put it in the gold IRA like all the big people are saying across the country. Yeah, put it in the IRA, so if you know, the future Democrat wants to seize it, and then they'll give you a little piece of paper in exchange for it in your retirement account. Yeah, yeah, don't go there. Take it out of their view, okay? Jay Austin and Company, gold and silver buyers. FortuneReserve.com, Ashland and Grants Pass. Christine's here. Hey, Christine, how you doing this morning? What's on your mind?
Good, good. Thanks, Bill. Hey, Junkyard Dog, you got my vote.
You like that name, huh? Junkyard Dog?
All right. I do.
Okay.
Well, Bill, I got to tell you, I'd like to get out and vote. I didn't get my ballot.
Oh, okay. Did you go down to the election office and get a ballot?
I sure did. I got a P.O. box, so I didn't get it. Went yesterday.
Do they not deliver to P.O. boxes?
Well, let me tell you the rest of the story, Bill, which I think you'll find very interesting.
Oh.
Courthouse. And I expressed that I hadn't gotten it, and she said, you're not the only one. There's a number of people in the county that are not getting their ballots at their P.O. box.
Hmm.
The process through, I filled out my form, included, you have to fill out a form to add your P.O. box because I don't get any mail at the house now. So the P.O. box, I filled a form out, and she said, we'll reissue a ballot. And I started to probe a little, and I said, well, what do you think that number is? And she said, well, we've sent out 77,000 ballots in Josephine County.
Mm-hmm.
And she was telling me, you know, I'm one person. I'm new at this. I've never done this before. I asked her, was it normal? She said, I don't know. And I said, what's your number of how many reissued ballots you personally have done? She said, she said 1,000 that she's done. Williams Highway and Redwood Highway are all missing their ballots. People there aren't getting them, she said. So either they've been stolen, not delivered. I know I didn't get mine. So here's the thought. I am proactive. I want my ballot and I want to vote. What about the people who aren't able to get out, aren't able to come to the courthouse and do that? I mean, there's just, I'm wanting my vote to count.
Wow. And I just want to make sure I heard you correctly, Christine. 1,000 ballots reissued out of 78,000?
That I'm quoting. Yes, I don't know her name and I wouldn't reveal that.
Yeah.
At the courthouse, she's one person. She said if she had to count, she alone, there's three or four of them there, she has reissued 1,000 ballots. Since October 16th.
That is really interesting.
That's a lot.
That is a lot of ballots being reissued. It also makes me wonder, though, what happened to the originals? What happened to the original ballots? And where I would then start wanting to be really careful on is going to the Oregon Votes website and making sure that someone has not already voted in your name. Yeah,
I'm going to do that. She could see in the computer there. She told me that mine was undeliverable.
Undeliverable. Okay. All right.
So it had not, you know, they reissued, but it...
You know, what happens to an undeliverable one? Does it get kicked back to the county? Do you know?
Yeah, she said it gets kicked back to the county, and it was sitting there, and I needed... The only way that I was going to be able to vote was physically go in. She says, this happens, and this is what's happening to people. The P.O. boxes are not getting delivered, and people are having to physically go in. And she said, had I not gone in, I wouldn't have got to vote. So,
I'm glad you were proactive, Christine.
Thank you. Yeah, and I shared this with Winnie over at the Republic office, and the ladies over there, and they were astonished as well. I couldn't believe it. So, yeah, I thought you needed to know that. I think the voters need to know that, and we need to get out.
And while we also have to be, you know, actively and thinking about this and not doing it at the last minute, because, you know, right now it's no problem. You know, no problem. You can go there and get a replacement ballot issued, and everything's all fine and good. Okay, we can do that. Now, if you can't go to the elections office, or if you're a shut-in, I don't know, can you call and have something reissued? Do you know?
Interesting. I don't know that. I think at this late of the game, how are they gonna do that?
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's right. You couldn't mail it because the mail is very slow. Wouldn't come in time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You'd have to be able
I
to go.
I thought I said a reissue on it.
Yeah. Hey, I might reach out to Chris Walker, find out how that's working too. Maybe she'd have a take on it. The Jackson County clerk there too. Thank you, Christine. 770-5633. Let me grab line two here too. Hi. Good morning. Who's this?
Good morning, Bill.
Hi.
Hi. This is Pissed Off in Rogue River.
Oh, Deb. Hello, PO'd in Rogue River. Good morning.
Hi. Hi. No, I said Pissed Off Deb in Rogue River.
Yeah, I know. I just said PO'd Deb.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sorry. No, I haven't got my ballots either. Neither has my husband.
Huh.
Same issue. We have a PO box. We did an address change over 5 months ago. No ballots. Go to the post office. They keep telling me, Monday was supposed to be the last day and they would be here, and still nothing.
Yeah, I would think Wednesday at this point, yeah, it's time to just go get a different ballot. It really is.
Yeah. Yep, definitely. I'm headed over there, so.
All right.
Anyway, thank you for the last caller.
All right, yeah, I'm glad Christine called too, and thank you for calling P.O. Deb, okay?
Oh, yes, okay. Oh, I got it. Thank you. Bye, Bill.
Yeah, she got it now. I say P.O. Deb. Let me go to line three. Hi, KMED. Who's this? Hello.
Hey, Bill.
Hi.
Bill, early victory lap Trump train this Saturday at the mall.
Okay.
We're meeting at 12 o'clock. Wheels roll at 1. We're rolling all around Medford just to celebrate Trump's early win.
Okay, good for you. So, Rogue Valley Mall, what side of the Rogue Valley Mall? It's a big empty parking lot these days.
By Kohl's.
By Kohl's. All right.
Yep.
Will do.
Thanks, Bill.
And thanks for the update. And let me grab one more. Hi, who's this? Welcome.
Welcome to you, Bill. It's Deplorable Patrick. I had wanted to call in when Kevin Sterrett was on, but as I settled for this, this is good. About this measure 114, was it, or whatever?
Yes.
They would make end gun sales in Oregon.
Essentially end gun sales, because there's no permitting process, no classes, everything that Measure 114 does, it's practically next to impossible to do.
I have 2 points here on this. One is, if you end gun sales, that's what they call restraint of trade. That's illegal. I'm not an attorney, but I would sure want to mention that if I was in a conference with an attorney. Why aren't they arguing restraint of trade? Secondly,
because I think restraint of trade is something that a gun store would only have standing to sue about. As far as them going after the law politically on the actual constitutionality, because remember, the question on Measure 114 is its constitutionality, not whether it's the restraint of trade. That may have something to do with it, Patrick. Could be. Okay.
Second point is, if a magazine is not a component of a gun, what is it a component of?
I don't know. Perhaps an artistic display. Industrial art. How about that?
Yeah.
Thanks, DP. Always good hearing from you. It's 8:42.
News is sponsored by Valley View Nursery.